Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. It's happened again. A city worker is an assault victim. This time, it's a civilian employee of the police department. The 53-year-old woman was assaulted aboard a 4 train at the Fulton Street station. It happened around 11 p.m. on the 4th of July. Police say a man came up from behind and pushed her. She hit a pole and suffered a fractured eye socket and other injuries. The suspect is still at large. This follows yesterday's mugging of an aide to Mayor Adams on a street in Brooklyn. No arrests in that case yet either. Police in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey, pulled a man from a burning car in a daring rescue over the weekend, and the incident was recorded by a body cam on one of the officers.
All right! All right.
Sergeant Nicholas Trino says it wasn't just a simple matter of opening the door and pulling the man out.
We ended up having to break out the windows of the vehicle because the battery was what went up, and it ended up freezing the electronic system in the vehicle. We were unable to lower windows, unlock the doors, move the seats.
The fire was reported just after 2 a.m. last Saturday on Wynot Avenue. Amazingly, the driver was not seriously hurt. After being checked out at the scene, he was released to a family member. You can see the video at 1010winds.com. On a day like this, a pool is mighty inviting, and it looks like more of the city's pools and beaches should be open soon, now that a deal has been reached with the Lifeguards Union.
DC 37, the union representing the lifeguards, saying the most important result of this agreement, visitors to city pools and beaches will feel safe and protected by professional lifeguards. I caught up with Diane here at the Highbridge Pool.
Diane, the fact that the city is coming up with a plan for the lifeguards, I mean, you have to have lifeguards.
Of course, it's very important. A lot of people just drop their kids off, and there needs to be someone that is watching each one of those individuals, even though I'd prefer parents staying with their children.
As part of this, they'll raise the minimum pay for a lifeguard from $16 to $19.46 an hour. And lifeguards who work every week in the summer will get a bonus in September. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Wins in Washington Heights.
Over the weekend, the city had only half the number of lifeguards it needs. It's hoped that higher pay will be an incentive for more to come forward and take that job. Hundreds of violent criminals and fugitives have been removed from the streets of 10 major American cities, including New York. They were rounded up in a Justice Department initiative called Operation North Star. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
They apprehended over 1,500 fugitives in those cities, most of whom were wanted for the most serious, violent, and harmful offenses, including, in particular, homicide.
As well as sex assault, robbery, and aggravated assault, suspects who used guns in their crimes or showed risk factors associated with violence were given priority. Garland says the operation is an example of Justice Department efforts to protect our communities from violence and gun violence. 230 of the people detained were wanted for homicide, 131 for sex assault, 166 firearms were seized. 406 of the arrests took place in New York City. One of those arrested in our area, 22-year-old Deontay Mitchell. He allegedly shot and killed two women after a dispute at a party. Another, 21-year-old Jaden Baskerville, wanted for attempted murder in a drive-by that resulted in a 7-year-old girl being wounded. Help has arrived in the city's battle against monkeypox. A fresh shipment of vaccine has come to town, and the city is accepting appointments again. Health officials say 111 people have tested positive in the city so far. We know that some people infected with COVID may have no symptoms. Now the same may be true for monkeypox. A study from Belgium, not yet peer-reviewed, found multiple patients of a sexual health clinic testing positive despite having neither symptoms nor known exposure. Low-cost carrier Spirit Airlines is getting a break at Newark Airport. The Department of Transportation says Spirit will receive 16 peak-hour opportunities to take off or land planes there. United is the dominant airline at Newark and complains that traffic is too busy there already. United recently said it would drop 50 flights a day to relieve pressure. The Transportation Department says it will require Spirit to provide more information about how it handles delays, cancellations, and customer frustration. Capacity at Newark is rated by the FAA at 79 arrivals or departures per hour.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.